Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
I think that's a touchdown if Cam Hayward doesn't get his finger on that.
For sure. For sure.
Cam Hayward, a couple of big time plays in this football game. There are takeaways and there are giveaways. That, to me, is a takeaway. When you get your meaty paw up there and you swat that sucker and it takes some of the RPMs off, and you pick it off, that's going out and that's making a play. The Nick Herbig strip sack at the end that set up then the Calvin Austin touchdown. There are Drake Mays trying to keep the play alive, trying to keep his eyes down the field. Bang, hit, strip sack, TJ Watt falls on it. That's a takeaway for me. Like, those are plays that you made. Now, when Ramondre Stevenson, who had 7 fumbles last year, that is insane.
Crazy.
When he fumbled going into the end zone, and Cam Hayward made that play too. He dove and swatted the football. Cam's going to say, yeah, I made that play, and that was a point of emphasis. 99 times out of 100, your running back ain't fumbling that football. That, to me, is more of a giveaway. So I think the Patriots lost this game as much as the Steelers won the game. But I'm not going to take anything away from Cam. We've been asking Cam Hayward, will the real Cam Hayward please stand up? He did in this football game. He was outstanding. Six tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, a quarterback hit, and then that tip pass that wound up being picked. TJ Watt. Oh!
Yep.
Where you been, Big Daddy?
Yes.
He's trying to impress his brother. Wearing the serial killer glasses on the broadcast.
Yeah, the Dahmers.
That's exactly what I thought.
Uh-huh.
He pops up on screen, and my sister-in-law goes, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm like, damn. Jeez. Eat your heart out, TJ Watt.
Uh-huh.
So we've been asking for those guys to make plays, and even though it was ugly, and even though I've said now a couple of times the Patriots lost this game as much as the Steelers won it, I can't take away from the fact that the Steelers stars, who they've been waiting for, actually played good football in this game and made splash plays in this game. And God, Doran, what a sight for sore eyes.
Yeah, but does that give you faith moving forward? Does that give you faith that it could all come together moving forward? And whenever we look up and it's mid-October and we look back at this moment, it's like, ah, well, that's where it started. Do you think that we'll be saying that on October, whenever it is that they play?
No, because I still think there was a ton of bad defensively in this game, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. They created a lot of turnovers, though.
They did, and that's the positive. But I didn't think New England had any problem at all moving the ball. I don't think they had any problem at all running the ball. They had no problem converting. I think the Steelers' defense, if you watch the highlight shows, wow, the Steelers' defense showed up. It did, and it made a bunch of splash plays, and it gave up 14 points. All those things are true. But I think if you are looking at it objectively, you still would go, ugh. If you force one fewer turnover, you probably lose the game.
Yeah. That's kind of the story of their season.
Yeah.
If you force, I mean, obviously the kickoff against the Jets and then the kickoff return that hurt them with Caleb Johnson. And then, you know, this game, whenever you force maybe one less turnover, I mean, New England only punted one time.
Dude, forcing 5 turnovers and winning the game on a 2-minute drill at the end of the game, That's kind of alarming. Like, you weren't playing the Philadelphia Eagles here. Like, you play the Eagles and they turn it over five times and you win, you're like, well, that's the only way we would have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a win against a team you probably thought you weren't going to beat. You play the Patriots, you turn it over, what, once? They turn it over five times. You win the turnover battle by four? And you only win by a touchdown? That doesn't leave me feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. 412-928-9370. Bunch of questions for yins out there. Did the Steelers win this game or did the Patriots lose it? Was it a great win? That's what Mike Tomlin said it was. 412-928-9370. That is the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. The Fan Morning Show, as always, is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Derek Harmon also flashed.
Big time.
We knew he would be on a snap count. He played 35 snaps, so not a ton, but I thought he was really impactful.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, I think that does help the defense a little bit. We were like, hey, like, don't put all your eggs in a basket thinking that Derek Harmon's going to fix this defensive line. No, he flashed immediately, got himself a sack.
Had a TFL, I think, on the second play.
Had a TFL. So, I mean, moving forward, he's going to play more and more and more. So, hopefully that does help what they're trying to do on defense.
There was a play, I think it was a third down, where he screamed into the backfield, and he's just not as fast as Drake May. I mean, Drake May is a young man. He's got them young legs, and so does Derek Harmon, but he's a defensive lineman. And he busted through the line, and it gave me Javon Hargrave feels.
Yep.
Like, he was off the ball so quick. I was like, okay, that... He looked like a first-round pick.
Yes.
It's not going to be perfect, but he blew through the line of scrimmage. I was like, oh, damn! And you knew immediately what number it was. He flashed in a way we haven't seen Keanu Benton flash, frankly, since his rookie season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the early returns on Derek Harmon, really good. Really good. Texter, a win is a win is a win, case closed. I think that we can all celebrate today, and we can have a beverage after the game yesterday and go, okay, my Pittsburgh Steelers are 2-1, while also understanding that they were far from perfect.
Yep.
Texter writes in, we're looking for positives. The Texter says the offensive line sucks. They did not open it up enough holes in the running game, except early. Early, I thought they were blowing New England off the ball.
Yeah,
the first drive or two, I was like, oh, damn, they're moving people. Here's the bottom line with the offensive line. Didn't give up a sack.
Zero.
Zero sacks for going up against a team that sacked a quarterback more than any team in the NFL entering this game. So we can say the offensive line sucks. And yes, there's a lot of growth, and by no means is this a finished product, but the offensive line kept Rodgers mostly clean, and coming into the game, I think that was one of the biggest keys.
The one thing that I had a problem with was with Arthur Smith at points, trying to force the run whenever the run wasn't there. Like you said, at first it looked like they were gashing him a little bit, but then after a while, it, you know, running the ball on first down whenever you know that you're not getting any push or any movement from your running backs or your offensive line, like, just abandon it. Abandon the run
earlier
whenever you know that it's not going to work. Quit trying to establish it after a while, and especially whenever you're going against a defense that their pass defense is their worst part of their MO, worst part of their makeup.
Yeah, and Christian Gonzalez, who was a big key to this game, he wound up not playing. And I would have thunk that you'd have more success through the air than you did. I thought Rodgers was fabulous to start, and then he mentioned it after the game, too, and I think there's validity to this. they'd be on the field, and then because the Patriots had the ball so often, he said it felt kind of disjointed. Like, you march down the field, you get up 14-0, and then all of a sudden you don't have the ball for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rhythm that you developed early goes away. But he only threw for 139 yards.
Right.
And then he throws it right to Bob Spillane. He was very critical of that throw after the game. He was like, it was a terrible throw. And you know what, Aaron? It was.
It was very bad.
I don't know what he's seeing on that play. He's thinking
a lot. Too much.
He's thinking, I can throw it over Bobby's head. He's Robert Spillane,
exactly.
For God's sakes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.